I'm Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Columbia Green Media reports that Joe Hunter marked 25 years on the air with the Sound of Life Christian radio chain last month. Hunter hosts the Cup of Joe morning show, 5 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday on the 12 stations throughout the Hudson Valley. He previously worked at country and oldie stations, but, quote, "I really didn't fit in and was convicted by God to get into Christian radio," unquote. Hunter, who lives in Lake Katrine, said. The 64-year-old has no plans to stop hosting morning radio anytime soon. Quote, "As long as they can wheel me in here, I'll report for duty," unquote, he said. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Audrey Matat reports in the Greenville Pioneer that the Greenville Town Board's plan to create a water district extension hit a snag with an unnamed citizen challenging the proposal before a judge. The adoption of the extension project was subject last month to a 30-day permissive referendum, and the town did receive a petition contesting the project. A Greene County judge must now rule on the petition. The water district extension would extend from the Tractor Supply Company retail store that's under construction on State Route 32 to about 20 homes on State Route 81 east of Route 32. The petitioner wants more time for testing private wells on Route 81 that could be contaminated. Two wells did test positive for coliform, according to town officials. A judge will rule if there needs to be a referendum vote, and if so, if the entire town votes or if it's just members of the Water District Extension casting ballots. The town board expects a decision soon and has scheduled a special meeting at 7 p.m. May 30th at Pioneer Town Hall to assess the outcome. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Kenneth Lovett at the New York Daily News reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo, accepting the Democrats' nomination for a third term as head of the state, wants to raise the age to purchase firearms in New York to 21. The current age to buy firearms in the state is 18, and 18-year-olds can shoot guns as members of the military. In March, Cuomo was quoted saying that raising the age nationally would have only affected 13% of the mass shootings over the past 50 years in the U.S. Cuomo got more than 95% of the delegate vote at the Democrats' convention May 23rd. Read the full story at the New York Daily News. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported, creative community radio.